Medical masks are made in China. Nasal swabs are made in Italy. Both are places hit hard by COVID-19. As WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, local doctors are trying to avoid running out of critical supplies as the epidemic intensifies in Rochester.
Emil Lesho has some new equipment at Rochester Regional Health.
A pink test tube that has pink fluid in with two swabs. These are the swabs I put in the patient's nose and throat and send off to the laboratory.
But those and other supplies are running short. N95 masks, the ones that doctors wear to protect against inhaling tiny contaminated droplets, are low too. Lesho's an epidemiologist at Rochester Regional. He and other doctors are careful to say there's not an immediate crisis.
We'll be in danger of not having enough to fully and safely protect healthcare workers. That's not the case yet. I want to emphasize that. That's what we're planning to try to avoid.
But the planning is proving really hard. These supplies are on back order everywhere hospitals and doctors' offices turn. It could put patients and clinicians at risk. Andy Opart is a manager at a doctor's office in Brighton. He says they're really short on masks. They're following the health department's guidance to direct people with symptoms of COVID-19 to either stay home or go to a facility that's better equipped to handle them. But there's still a chance that someone will slip through their screening process.
When the patient presents in the office or is in the exam room ready to see the doctor and kind of spills out some additional history, then we're like, oh my goodness. Then at that point, we've got the patient in the office and we have to go into reaction mode.
Opart says that has the potential to shut down the whole clinic at a time when the healthcare system is already under stress. So far, though, he says there haven't been any big alarms. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.